Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Hey, Colin, if I die, what happens to all of my assets and how can I make sure they go to my children?
This is a conversation I have 2, 3, 4 times a day, I think. It's actually one of the biggest conversations that I have. And there's a couple of things we want to look at here, because the worst scenario almost always is that someone doesn't have a trust or a will, medical directive, power of attorney, financial power of attorney. They don't have the documents in place, or what I'd call the estate package in place, and they lose out and it hurts them. And what happens is that family member, whether it's a spouse, whether it's your children, have to go through probate. And I had an experience like this. I had an experience with this really recently with one of my clients. He was working with me. His wife, I knew her, but she wasn't my client at this point. I'd been working with him for a couple years, and we talked probably 2 or 3 times a week. A lot of conversation for somebody with your financial advisor. Most people think we're pretty boring, just numbers people, but we do have personalities too. And I talked to him a lot and really became great friends with him. Well, I got to a point where he was calling me. I was like, oh, okay, I'll call him back. So I had a really busy day. And I was running back-to-back appointments with other clients and people who were thinking about working with us. And I finally called back. I was like, hey, and I'll change the name here. We'll use Jeff for this instance. I was like, hey, Jeff, how's it going? And what the response was blew my mind. They said, this is not Jeff. I was like, wait, what? What do you mean? This is Jeff's son. Jeff just passed away a couple hours ago. He had a heart attack in his garage, working on his car, and he's gone. Wow. What a conversation. So we get going through this process, and I started to build the relationship with his spouse, who he'd been with for years and years and years and years, but only married for a couple of years. They were a joint family, but Jeff didn't put together his estate plan. He didn't have everything lined up. Now, on everything that I was helping him with and managing, we had beneficiaries named. But on the house, they didn't have that. On some of their other assets, he has a beautiful Corvette that's worth way too much money. And because they have a joint family, Utah has some really unique rules, in my opinion, on how this money gets transferred. And they have to go through the probate process. Well, there's a chance, because of all of this, that his wife, he's been with for years and years and years, might have to sell their home to pay his kids their portion of the estate. So she's been with him for years, and now he dies spontaneously, and she doesn't have a home to live in, and she has to sell off other assets to live. They're also raising their granddaughter, who was 8 or 9 at the time. Her life was already flipped upside down by him passing, but now her assets are having this really massive complication. And she might have to sell off her home just to survive this whole probate process. But if he had just took a little bit of time, and he wanted to, he talked about it so many times. Oh, I got to get my trust and my will and my medical directive. I got to get all this done. I got to get it done. And this is the conversation I have all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Most people put it off and put it off and put it off until, honestly, it's too late. And so, yes, we want to get our estate planned right off the get-go. I'm very passionate about this. I think that everyone should have an estate plan. whether that's a trust and a pour over will, or it's just a will, or it's whatever it is for you, we got to have a plan. We got to almost always avoid probate. It hurts when we don't, and it's not worth the pain for your spouse or for your children. It's not worth it. But you don't know what kind of estate plan you need. There's a lot of different things. There's a lot of different trusts out there. There's a lot of different ways you can put your will together. There's all these choices, and you've got people pushing you one way or the other to do this or do that. And then you're like, okay, well, this cost me $5,000. This one cost me $2,000. This one's 10. And it's like, what do I do? Who's taking advantage of me? Is it worth the money I'm paying? Should I use somebody else? I don't like, it's just so much. What we want to do is we want to make sure that you're going down the right path for your estate. And that starts with a conversation with a financial advisor who's looking at your whole picture. They're not just looking at the end. They're looking at what's happening to you now, what assets should be included in if you do a trust, what you shouldn't include in a trust. And then they're helping you find the right attorney to put it together, or the right tools if you don't want to use an attorney. This is really powerful. You know, I always think about this, like your financial advisor, you should have three people in your corner as a retiree. You should have a financial advisor, a CPA or tax preparer, and an attorney. And your financial advisor, he's the coach of this three-person team plus you to make sure that everything works together consistently, smoothly flows from one piece to another. Everyone's on the same page, making sure you're successful. Because a lot of times, if you get the right financial planner, they will take the lead to make sure that the attorney, the CPA, and the right tax person does what's right for you. Because the thing I have, and I love tax preparers. I don't like to prepare taxes. I don't prepare taxes. I have someone else do it. Paperwork is not my favorite thing in the whole world when it comes to taxes. And so I love them. But the problem I have is a lot of them actually don't pay attention to saving you the most taxes you possibly can for your lifetime. They look at how much money can I save you this year? Darned be the next year, the year after that, until they get there. A financial advisor should be looking at your tax strategy for this year and saving you as much taxes as possible, but over the next 10, 20, 30 years as well. And then making sure, again, you have the right attorney that's not going to overbill you, because most people probably have been billed by an attorney, and for every 6 minutes, you're paying $200. We don't want that to be the case either. So we want to make sure we get the right person to create your estate package. And that starts with just having a conversation with somebody who sees the whole picture. Creating a solid estate plan ensures your assets go to the right people and causes that you care about. So it doesn't just have to go to your kids. If you wanted to go to a charity, well, that's where you designate it in this legal entity to make sure everything goes to the right person. We make sure that, you know, if you've got guns or you've got jewelry, it goes to, you know, whatever child it is it's supposed to go to. You make sure the money's going to the right places. And the biggest thing this does for you, besides, you know, all the headache, it can alleviate or mitigate the potentials for infighting in your family, which we see a lot of, even with estate plans. But if we do the estate plan right, it potentially keep your family together, and you can still be their parents even beyond the grave. If you've never created an estate plan, or it's been years since you've reviewed it, let's have a conversation.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.